This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of the solution, and not just part of the problem. Really, very much appreciated. All right. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. You can send me an email. That wouldn't, you know, wouldn't hurt. Right? Send me an email to joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. And you put a capital TRS in the subject line, because a lot of times people send me stuff. They want me to buy something or whatever. And if you put a capital TRS, I know it's from you guys. I know it's from listeners. And let me know, you know, a story, topic, person you might want to have on the show. And I'll do my best. If you got a connection, that's even better. But if you head up to the website, there's also a place you can give me your email address. I send out an email every week. I let you know what's going on the show, what's happening, what we're going to be talking about, those kind of things. And you know what? If you don't want to do that, then the other way you can be notified is by text message. So text TRS to 55222, TRS to 55222, and we'll let you know when the show's coming on. All right, don't get insulted. Just listen first. It seems that millennial dads have terrible DIY skills, right? Half don't own a stepladder or even a cordless drill. I mean, I don't know if I had a stepladder when I was young, but I know I had, well, in my day, I don't know if they had cordless drills. Was cordless, and then somebody cut the cord off and it doesn't work. When it comes to simple tasks like changing tires, unclogging toilets, or even resetting a tripped circuit breaker, millennial dads are terrible compared to their own fathers. In a recent poll, over 1,000 millennial dads and 1,000 baby boomer dads conducted by One Poll reveals that the younger generation prefers to call the professionals when it comes to a range of DIY tasks, ranging from basic plumbing to assembling furniture. Can you imagine calling a plumber to undo a toilet? You're going to spend $150 to undo a toilet instead of $25 for a plunger? I mean, I have a plunger in every bathroom just for giggles. Changing a car wheel at the side of a road, only 63% of millennial dads said they could do that, over 80% of baby boomers said they could. Reset a trip circuit breaker, 54% of the millennials said they would do it. 85% of the baby boomers said they could do it. Jump start a dead battery. Now, you don't have to do that much these days anymore, right? A lot of these cars are pretty automatic. But only 63% of the millennials said, what are you guys doing out there? What have you teach these kids? Open a stuck pickle jar. Holy you. Oh, my God. What? Restarting. Open a stuck pickle jar using only your hands. Only 59% of the millennials said that they could do it, where 81% of the baby boomers could pull it off. What's more is millennial dads are less likely to own ordinary house tools. I mean, you walk into my garage, I probably have enough for two or three millennials. But there are some essential tools, right? I mean, small step ladders, screwdrivers, things like that, pliers. I mean, the things that you just are going to use somewhere, somehow, some way. So, let me see. 48% of millennial dads say that they don't own a ladder, while 46% don't own a cordless drill. 38% don't own a set of screwdrivers. Oh, that's bad. So at least you know a lot of good Christmas gifts to give out. While 32% don't own a hammer. Are you serious? What do you call a professional end to do hang pictures? And listen, 32% don't own a hammer. Right, so that means 68% do. Where 93% of baby boomer dads do own a hammer. Think about that one. I love that. We wonder how many of them own and know how to use guns. Millennials, in their defense, say modern technology, such as smart locks and doorbells, cameras, require more expertise than installing their old school equivalents. We don't have smart locks in old school. So I have no clues what they're talking about. If you can't figure out how to put a deadbolt in, you know, or replace one, or a regular door open, you know, doorknob, maybe you shouldn't be driving. Maybe that's too tough to figure out. And doorbell cameras, we didn't put doorbell cameras in. High-tech upgrades like smart home technology require professional support, especially safety and security upgrades. Well, here's the thing. If you don't own screwdrivers, if you don't own a cordless drill, if you don't own a ladder, you can't put up that new technology. And most of us old farts, you know, us old-timers, we can do it. Because some of us do read directions. But we can do it because we have the ladder to put the camera up high. And we actually have this thing called a screwdriver that allows us to actually screw the screw into the wall that will hold that camera that you keep talking about up. So if you don't own screwdrivers, you can't do any of that stuff. I think it's hilarious. One thing both millennials and boomer dads agree on is the goalposts have been moved and the definition of handiness has been changed. I don't buy that. I would be one of the ones that would disagree. Because what is handiness? We'll talk about that just a little. We'll finish this up on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We'll be right back.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Listen to the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's so much going on out there. So much you can respond to and be a part of. Give me your email address. I only send one out a week. Not like I inundate you with this stuff. You know, you can get involved. You can find out who we're going to have on the show. Find out the things we're going to be talking about. So we're talking about the millennial dads or millennial males, not really I don't want to say being ready for the real world, because that's not what I mean. You guys know it's not what I mean. But I mean, really, seriously. They're the basic use of tools. Now, according to one report, the millennials and the baby boomers, well, the baby boomer dads say that, you know, they do have one thing in common. They both agree that the goalposts have been moved. I don't know about that. Maybe we don't work, or you don't work, or can't work, really, on your cars like we used to do when we were kids. You know, that ability might not be there. But, you know, when it comes to certain things, they're saying, well, you know, the newer dads, you know, they know better how to use technology. They know how to use iPads. They know how to use, you know, laptops and computers. Well, you know what? I would beg to differ a little bit with you, okay? The old-timer here that's been in technology for years, I'm sitting there next to these young guys sometimes who have iPads, don't even know how to connect them to a network. They get a little trouble, they're dead. If they can't push button 1, 2, and 3 like the directions say, and all of a sudden they have a problem, they can't move forward. The same thing with laptops. It's a little bit more, than just pressing a button. And maybe they don't know what a hacksaw is or a monkey wrench or what have you. I mean, if you can't clear your own toilet, don't own a house. And you dads, come on, basic skills? Seriously. Let's go pick up Dave in Utah. Dave, thanks for calling in. I appreciate your call.
Hello?
Yay, how you doing?
All right. Doing good this evening.
Good.
I was born in 57, so I'm a boomer. And I grew up about the age of 12 working on the neighbor's cars, everybody else's cars, and I've restored a few classics over the years, and then I really got into carpentry and plumbing and electrical when I bought my first home.
but you had Dave. You had the tools, you had screwdrivers, you knew what a hammer was and how to use it, so you could at least try to fix something if it broke, right?
Oh, yeah. My stepdad had a garage full of tools, and when he couldn't find anything, he would go out there with the lawnmower and hit it, because me and my friends would work on bicycles and whatnot growing up.
Yep.
The second wasn't where he put it. I had it, so it was pretty good. And my kids, oh, man, I'm talking about just taking a pipe wrench and tightening up a union or something. They don't know what a pipe wrench is.
No.
Or
a union for that matter. I mean, really, seriously.
Oh, yeah. Well, how do you get the water turned off? You see that little valve underneath the toilet? You turn it.
You're killing me.
Oh, that's how you do it now. How do you get the tank off? Oh,
yeah.
Gee.
Yeah. Shut off the hot water supply at the water heater. What's a water heater?
Yeah.
What does that do? But listen, that's our fault. We should have been teaching our kids that. Somebody's, you know, it didn't hurt to teach them that, even when they didn't want to. So get in here. You're gonna own your own house. You're gonna be in an apartment someday. And what are you gonna do? Watch the water flood your apartment and the two below it? You know?
Well. The thing was, I tried to teach them, tried to get my son and daughters up underneath the hood of the cars with me, and when I added the upstairs, you know, turn the attic into a bedroom, no one was around to help me nail anything, and added the second bathroom, you think I could find one of my kids? Nope.
they knew where to hide.
Microwave flash 12 of a VCR flash. They knew how to do that.
Yeah. Well, they've been stuck with that a lot longer. Hey, thanks for the call. Appreciate your time. Appreciate listening to it.
All right, God bless. Yeah. Take care.
You too. Yeah, I don't know. You know, is this us? Did we do this to these kids?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Tammy says, yeah, we did it to them. But, I mean, seriously, how many times did you force your kids to come out and help you work in the yard? And as he was saying, lawnmower didn't start, so you teach them how to fix the lawnmower because you're going to have one someday. You hit the light switch, the light doesn't come on. I mean, I know, don't mean to beat this up, but seriously, But like he said, go give me a pipe wrench. Your kid would look at you like, I have no clue what you look, what you're asking me for. Channel locks, Phillips head. It's all these terminologies. And again, you can't always call in a professional. How long are you going to wait for somebody to come and unclog the only toilet you have in the house? That would be a little uncomfortable, for lack of a better term, don't you think? Yeah, I do. Anyway. All right. I don't know. You guys got grandchildren, big kids, little kids, whatever. You may even still have kids at home. Have you heard about this little My Little Pony cartoon? I mean, is that cute little, I've heard the music, the theme song, right? And you would think if you were just listening and you weren't watching, you would go, okay, well, that sounds like a cute little whatever, and it's not a big deal. Well, guess what? They're now debuting their first same-sex couple. Now, first of all, I didn't know they had couples to begin with in Pony World, right? On these Saturday morning cartoons. I mean, when I've sat down and watched some of these with my granddaughters, it's kind of like a whole bunch of little friends that are out playing and they're learning some good moral values or what have you. And you look at this and go, my God, what happened? And I actually talked to Xander about it, but we didn't have enough time. We ran out. But he was saying the same thing. He doesn't understand why everything is now having a gay and lesbian undertone. Now, he's gay. You would think he'd be okay with it. He said, no, I'm not. And not because I'm ashamed of it or anything else. He goes, how about just let things naturally progress? So the My Little Pony, Friendship is Magic, the animated series. Now, it is coming to an end, they say, between Game of Thrones and the Avengers Endgame. The year 2019 seems to be marked by finales of all these shows that they got going out there. We'll hear more on this on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. I'm getting a lesson on same-sex ponies for couples in the pony world. I don't know. We'll be back in a minute.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump and the Pentagon agree there is no question it was Iran that attacked two oil tankers in the Gulf of Oman on Thursday. Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan saying the United States is working closely with all of the countries involved and its other allies.
The focus for myself and Ambassador Bolton and Secretary Pompeo is to build international consensus to this international problem.
Iran denying responsibility for the attacks. Meanwhile, the crew of one of the tankers involved claims it was struck by flying objects, which seems to contradict reports from the Pentagon of floating mines. A federal appeals court blocking the Trump administration's ban on abortions for undocumented teens in government custody. The ruling citing the longstanding Supreme Court precedent on abortion. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. Bill, this is the real side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Head up to the website where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's a dozen things happening there as well. And, you know, read the stories that we post. Make comment on them. Like them. Leave your email address. There's also a button there. It says donate. If you don't know what that means that you donate. You give money to the show to help support the show. So give up a cup of coffee at that real expensive joint and give some money to the show. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me. And, God, what was I talking about before we went to break? Which one? My Little Pony? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was sick. I just started it. It's like one of those things I'm looking at and I'm going, really? I mean, this is just, anyhow. And it's I think it was saying it was the last season. So, yeah, is that how they're going to finish it off that way? So when your kids are watching cartoons, when your kids are sitting down, on Saturday morning or whatever, I don't know. You know, we used to just watch cartoons Saturday mornings most of the time. And now they do it during the week, I guess, after school and what have you. But you have family values. You have certain values. You need to watch these things. You need to pay attention to what's going on with them. And this isn't the first time this kind of thing's been introduced. So if you're a family that believes in traditional values, and you don't want to support the, you need to pay attention. It's really the easiest way to do it. Pay attention. Now, I understand. See, I don't know the names of these characters, and I don't know if anybody knows what the name of these characters are. There's another part of this is a Holiday and Lofty. What the heck is that? We're first introduced in a 2007 media tie-in book, The Ponyville Mysteries, The Riddle of the Rusty Horseshoe. So the episode in their first proper appearance in animation appropriately during Pride Month. So they let these things out during Pride Month. The last few years have certainly been a watershed moment for the LGBTQ representation in children's animation. Right? And one of these groups won the Peabody Award and made history with the first same-sex proposal and subsequent wedding on of the characters Ruby and Sapphire. Do you know who they are? No? Okay. I don't feel so bad. Well, just last month, third grade teacher Mr. Ratburn tied the knot with his partner Patrick over in Arthur on PBS. Now, the latter was particularly gratifying as it somewhat rectified an earlier instance of queer washing. Where do they come up with these terms? Queer washing? When in 2005, PBS pulled an episode featuring two lesbian mothers in an Arthur spinoff series. So here's the thing. This is, and I agree, I wish Xander was still on because we talk about this. All right? Why is all the sexual references, why is it, this is a cartoon for very young kids. Now they're going to say, well, we're trying to help them understand that there are other lifestyles. We're trying to, how about we help them understand what colors go together first? What do you think? Help them understand how to add and subtract. Help them understand how to be good people. But moral values, traditional values, are not yours to teach. So I get a big kick out of this because if we don't agree with same-sex marriage, do you really believe that parents that don't agree, groups that don't agree with same-sex marriage, are teaching their kids to hate same-sex couples? I'd love to have one of you on the show. I'd love to talk to you about the fact that, so if I don't agree with something you're doing, it means I hate you? Because if that's the road you're going down, then you must hate your children. Or you're an idiot, because I don't know anybody who agrees with everything the children does. Or you're going to raise some real monsters for Raider on a life if you do. You don't have a right to introduce, this is where they get in trouble. When you talk about equality and freedom of speech, if you have a right to introduce gay couples, right, same-sex couples, can't I pump up traditional couples? Can I pump up couples that believe in God? How about we have some characters that actually go to church on Sunday? Maybe one of these scenes could be a Bible study scene. What do you think? Of course not. That's too much for them to handle. It's all about introducing these kids at a young age. Look, for the last two decades, three decades, maybe even longer, but really in your face for the last couple of decades, sexual innuendo in these commercials, sexualizing these young girls in these commercials, it's been disgusting. These commercials I don't even want to watch. With the way little girls are moving. Who made that okay? Who said that that was fine? Right? I don't want to look at all this. I don't want to look at a six-year-old done from head to toe in makeup. Where we come around a Halloween. Who ever thought of putting the seven-year-old in a sexy French maid's outfit is cute and funny? It's not. You're setting them up for later on in life. And don't say you don't because, again, look around you. Where has society headed? Where have we headed on sex and marriage? Think about all of that. It's funny. The same people that fought for marriage rights are the same people screaming you don't need to be married. It's okay to have sex out of wedlock. It's okay to live together. It's okay to have kids out of wedlock. It's okay to not have kids out of wedlock by chopping them up and getting rid of them. All of that. That's another question I saw I'm stealing from somebody else who I thought was really interesting. If partial birth abortion is okay, if a baby being born and the mother doesn't want it, then are we going to be able to prosecute these kids, these young ones who give birth? Remember, you know how they used to throw the babies in the dumpster afterward? We're going to have an epidemic of dumpster babies? Because it's okay to get rid of them after birth? Here's what I'm just asking that question. You want to talk about mental health issues? God. This thing's got me going nuts because, again, I'm going to come right back to what I keep saying. And you've allowed this to happen. You parents, you watch these shows. You think these cartoons are cute. And you don't say anything. You don't say anything to the directors. And you don't shut them off. Right? So until you start pushing back on this stuff, they're going to keep bringing it to you. It's going to keep coming at you at 100 miles an hour. You know, and the LG, and again, I'd love to have Xander back on again. Maybe I'll save this for him. But I don't know. It's really funny how the LGBTQ community thinks this is a win when they've teed off more people. I guess maybe that's the goal. Maybe it is if you tee them off, then you've won. Is that how it works? I don't know. Just asking. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I so much appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. I am so happy about this because it's about time. I know Nancy Pelosi got nailed by the Pope on this one. He actually said something about it years ago. But an Illinois bishop says that no communion for lawmakers who backed the abominable abortion bill. Period. That simple. It's about time somebody in the religious world took a stand. These are not symbolisms that don't mean anything. If you're truly a Christian, you're truly a Catholic, these things aren't just tradition. They have a meaning to them. It's a reality behind these things. An Illinois bishop who called an abortion bill passed by state legislature extreme, they issued a decree Thursday that no lawmakers who supported it would be able to receive communion for promoting the abominable crime and a very, very, very big sin, very grave sin. Illinois House Speaker Mike Madigan and State Senate President John Cullerton, both Catholics, who pushed for the Reproductive Health Act, the sweeping abortion right bill that repeals several restrictions on abortions, have been banned from partaking in the sacrament in his Springfield diocese. Now, that's the funny thing about it. Now, these people will, well, we'll talk about this in a Senate break because I want to get into this. This is a big deal. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side. We'll be back in a minute.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention GCN self-reliance listeners. If you've ever wanted an emergency solar survival backup system but were waiting for prices too crazy to pass up, this will be the most important message you'll ever hear. Bill Hyde here, and I want to tell you about a huge sale with historically low prices on our PPX microgrid system that's going to let you produce an endless supply of electricity off the grid. The clearance price is a result of the historic flooding we're having here right on the east bank of the Mississippi. Because of the flooding, we've had to move a lot of our inventory to a temporary location, and rather than move it back to the warehouse, we thought we'd offer the system at a price that might seem unbelievable if you didn't know the floodwaters backstory. So here's what you should do right now. Check out the PPX microgrid system at myownpowergrid.com. That's myownpowergrid.com. Over $1,000 in great off-the-grid gear and a ton of bonuses too. And the best part? You're not going to pay $750 or $500, $300 or even $200. Go to myownpowergrid.com to learn more. That's myownpowergrid.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Warning! If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Isn't that just like a wop brings a knife to a gunfight?
We are back. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. I appreciate the time you spend with us so much on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Please be part of the conversation. Please be part of the process. Anyway, if you head up to the website, you can watch live, listen live, take the poll. There's a lot going on up there. Give us your email address. That would be really nice. Give us your email address, and I'm telling you, there's so much going on the website, so much that can inform you, and so much that can help me know who's listening. I can know what kind of topics you want to hear, the things you want me to discuss on the show. We were talking about how finally, I mean, maybe it's happened in more places, nobody said anything, man. But finally, one of the bishops from the Catholic Church out of Illinois said, that's it. I've had it. You guys approve of abortion? No more communion for you. And communion is a sacred thing for Catholics. Well, it should be anyhow. A sacred thing for Catholics. You know, and And for a bishop to say, that's it, this is so extreme. And then what you do is you applaud it. You applauded the fact that you signed the bill. How do you reconcile that? How do you, as a Christian, as a Catholic, what have you, reconcile that abortion is okay with the Almighty? The only argument you can have, or the only comeback you can have for that, is that it's between you and God. You can't say that God says it's okay. You can't say the Bible says it's okay. But you can say, my sin is none of your business between me and God. And you know, again, both the House Speaker and the Senate President are both of them Catholics. Now, Bishop Thomas Papraki of the Diocese of Springfield, which includes the state's capital, said pro-abortion lawmakers who supported the bill that removes waiting periods, spousal consent, criminal penalties for doctors who perform abortions are promoting a position that is inconsistent with being a good Catholic and or a faithful Catholic. We have to be clear that you cannot be pro-abortion. Whoa, here we go. Going to make some of you cringe. It's not the book according to Joe. He said that we have to be clear that you cannot be pro-abortion and be a Catholic in good standing. Papraki told the National Catholic Register, and he went on to say, and that's what this is really intended to do. Madigan said he was notified by Papraki that if he backed the bill, he'd not be able to take communion, but he backed it anyway, adding in a statement, the bill is a recognition that women across Illinois deserve access to health care without intrusion from the government. Not health care. It in no way is health care. They can keep calling it that all they want to because, you know, they play it off that if you don't believe in abortion, you don't believe in a woman's right to take care of her own health. Well, that is not just her health. She is carrying the life of another. So if you're going to say, if that's going to be the case, then I think what you need to make is that if somebody hits you by accident and you're pregnant and you lose the baby, they can't be brought up on involuntary manslaughter charges. See, you can't. It's not like you're trying to push with the gender, with the fluid gender. Like 1 minute you're male, 1 minute you're female. 1 day you're male, 1 day you're female. So what is this thing? The same biological body, the same biological makeup. In one body is human, in another it's not. In one body it deserves to live, in the other body it doesn't. Do you see what lunacy that you're pushing is? You actually have to lie to yourself. You have to pollute your own mind to buy this stuff. I've learned that when I'm talking to a lib or having a debate, I have to keep bringing them back. No, we're not talking about it. Come back here. One issue at a time. Right? Father Michael Flager, a priest in the Archdiocese of Chicago, said that he's entering a dangerous area deciding who should and who should not take communion based on political stances. Abortion is not a political stance. Remember that Michael Flager was the nut job. Yeah, you heard me. The nut job. He's a far, far left priest. Has no business. Yeah, you hear me. I don't care if he hears me too. He has no business being in the pulpit there. None. How he pushes some of the things he pushes and doesn't even line them up with the word. You know, it's easy to, like some people don't go to church and they decide that they can find the scripture to try to use it against you without any context. This guy is a master at that kind of thing. So you're entering a dangerous area and deciding who should and should not take communion based on a political stance. Abortion is not a political stance. Let me ask you a question. I'd love to get this kind of a... If you got a guy that's committing adultery, and you know he is, and he shows up to church on Sunday with his wife, but you know during the week he's committing adultery. As a matter of fact, maybe two or three times a week he's telling his wife he's out of town, he's living with the other woman. Do you give him communion? You wouldn't. You couldn't. No, not by your own vows, not by what you believe to be truth. And then another father accused Papraki of using Holy Communion as a weapon. It's not a weapon. It's a reality. Would you give, I would ask these priests point blank, Would you give communion to somebody you know who is actively involved in ongoing sin? The Thomas More Society, a pro-life group, told Fox News the bill would make Illinois abortion capital, make it the abortion capital of America, because pretty much it's a no-holds-barred abortion anytime, anyway. And I still say they should have a sonogram up, they should have it on the screen, and you should see the procedure you're going through. Why not? Hey, if it's no big deal, it's just a blob of cells, it's like having a tooth pulled, right? Not a big deal. A similar move this earlier this year, Catholic leaders called it for New York Governor Andrew Cuomo to be excommunicated for his flagrant celebration of pro-abortion bill. He said, the governor said, I'm here to legislate. I'm not here to legislate religion. Yeah, but this is the same hypocrite who said it was inhumane to put criminals to death. It was inhumane to put a murderer to death. What did that baby do? Was that baby a murderer? What did it do? You know, if it's like for like, you know, these idiots that say it's a parasite, it's sponging off the mom. So have it pay for the mom's food later on in life. I mean, what do you, I don't get it. So you get to kill it? You get to kill the baby? After New York passed the abortion bill, a number of states have passed anti-abortion and heartbeat bills. We've seen it all over the place. I'd love to see eventually how this ends up in the courts. Because, again, once you get to the heartbeat bill, it's a whole different animal. It's no longer, they're no longer attacking it solely as an abortion issue, solely as a blob of cells issue. Now it's a whole different animal altogether. And if you're going to write me an email telling me how I have no right to talk about abortion because I don't have a uterus, it's really simple. Too late. Now, I don't know if I did this story the other night, but I don't really care. Because I think this is so egregious, it's something we should talk about on a regular basis. Alabama governor signs a bill requiring child sex offenders to undergo chemical, I don't even know what this is, like battery acid on your private parts? Chemical castration. Let that one sink in your head for a minute. So an Alabama governor, Kay Ivey, signed a bill into the law Monday night that would require the chemical castration of certain sex offenders as a condition of parole. I have a different way I would handle this, but that's just me. The bill passed by the state legislature last week requires male offenders whose offense involved a child under 13 to undergo chemical castration treatment in addition to any other penalty or condition prescribed by law. The law would require sex offenders to foot the bill for the treatment, but would prohibit a person from being denied parole because of an indigency. Now, State Representative Steve Hurst, who sponsored the bill and had backed similar measures for over a decade, reportedly said, not only did I want it to pass, I want to follow it on through to the future where we can try to improve it. Now, again, if you think about this, a 13-year-old, right? You sexually abuse a 13-year-old or a 12-year-old. This isn't something you come back from. What is it called? The recidivism rate? On child sex offenders, it's humongous. I mean, like, big. So if you can't be easily fixed, if you can't be easily turned around, I don't want you near kids. And I mean that for real. I don't want you near kids at all. Not near a playground or movies or any place like that. And, you know, I love these judges who come out and say, well, you know, they have a right to. No, they don't have a right. That's it. When you start going after kids, in my mind, in my feeble little mind, you lose that right. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Write it down. You'll need it for the next hour. That's right. If you're leaving us, and your station's not carrying it anymore, you need to call them and ask them why. But for real, if you want to continue on with us, you can always find us on the website, therealside.com, Facebook, Twitter, so many other places. Just go look. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to The Real Side. God bless.